It's our Western Edition. Good evening. I'm Anthony Mason. First Hollywood, then politics. Now there are new allegations involving abuse of some of America's top athletes. More than 130 women have accused former U.S. gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar of abusing them. Tonight, Allie Raisman, the two-time captain, is coming forward. Raisman won 6 medals in the past 2 Summer Olympics, 3 gold. She says she spoke to the FBI about Nassar after the 2016 games in Rio. Nassar worked with the team for more than 20 years. He's now in jail and has pleaded guilty to possessing child pornography, but not to charges of sexual assault. Raisman shared her story with Dr. John LaPook for 60 Minutes.
You don't want to let yourself believe, you know, I am a victim of sexual abuse. Like, it's really not an easy thing to let yourself believe that.
You're saying you were sexually abused?
Yes, absolutely.
By the national team doctor?
Yes.
While you were out there representing your country?
Yes.
Few athletes have represented their country with as much distinction as Allie Raisman. The doctor she says abused her, Larry Nassar, worked with the U.S. women's national team and athletes at Michigan State University for more than 2 decades. Raisman says Nassar first treated her 8 years ago when she was 15 years old. Now 23, she talks about her experiences in a new book called Fierce. It's the story of a girl who dreamed of going to the Olympics and how she managed to get there. Raisman says she will not discuss the graphic details of what Nassar did to her, but she does provide new insight into a scandal that goes to the highest level of her sport. She told us a lot of people have asked her why Nassar's accusers didn't speak up sooner.
Why are we looking at, why didn't the girl speak up? Why not look at, what about the culture? What did USA Gymnastics do and Larry Nassar do to manipulate these girls so much that they are so afraid to speak up?